These are the sights and sounds of war in Ukraine. These the realities of combat in a country invaded by its largest neighbor. And yet, in Sydney Front, or Eastern Front, we are given a glimpse of far more. For in this film, we see the other aspects of life since the Russian invasion. From the happiest moments with family and friends, to the times of greatest danger. The directors of the film set out to chronicle close up this nation's fight for survival.
As a message, it's like, how can everything change in 1 second? Like all your friends who was like colleagues, who some guy work on color correction, some, you know, everyone on front line.
The situation in Ukraine is a transcendent theme at this year's Berlinale. Several of the films here deal with it directly, with the aim to keep it at the forefront of people's minds.
Certainly, that's the case for the artistic director of this year's festival.
This film tried to make something different, trying, of course, to move our conscience and to make us be more aware of all these matters, but at the same time to give an insight from a very personal point of view.
With the film In Ukraine, we see what many civilians there have found themselves doing, learning how to use an automatic rifle. The nervous smiles and laughter during the lessons are a distraction from the question of how effective these novice soldiers might be in real fighting. In some areas, destroyed tanks provide an impromptu plaything for the younger generation. While the more traditional playgrounds now nestle between bombed buildings. Some areas are out of bounds entirely. Here, the happy wailing of infants has given way to the high-frequency wail of the mine detector. A reminder that in the war in Ukraine, even children are targets. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.